Good morning. It's a beautiful day in Spring, Texas. I'm Fire Aunt Lisa. Welcome to my Gulf Coast garden. Today I'm talking about collard greens. Yes, collard greens again. My sweet love collard greens. What can I tell you about them? This past weekend was Labor Day weekend, so I had some extra time to work in the yard, and I just wanted to suggest that having a nice, clean, raised bed will really benefit your plants. So what I mean by that is, if there are any leaves that are rotting, take those out. Any other sort of debris on the ground, you want to have it nice and clean. And what I'm kind of discovering is that if the leaves are touching the ground, that's just going to be a conduit for pests and rot. So if you really have the leaves all cleaned up around the base of the plant and you just have the stalk coming up, then I think that provides a lot of natural protection for the plant. Additionally, when I harvest collard greens, I cut the bottom of the leaf because I find that if I tear the leaf, sometimes it'll tear down the stem, and that's not what you want to have happen. But then after you just have the little bit of stem left on the main stalk of the plant, that'll start to rot. So when you're coming back to your beds and taking care of them, after a few days, those stems come off really easily because they're dying. And it's really good to clean off those stems, because as they rot, they will become an attractant for particularly snails, but other things as well. So just a suggestion that the tidier you keep your bed, not just from harvesting, but just other little jibs and jabs of little rotten stuff and old worn out leaves, and tidy up the bed, that'll really keep your plants healthy. Okay, thanks so much for listening. I'm Fire Aunt Lisa. I would love to have you join my email list so I can keep you in the loop about all the cool stuff going on with my business, Okra Garden Supply. So check out my website, www.fireantlisa.com. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.